Christian Audio presents The Scars That Have Shaped Me, How God Meets Us in Suffering, written and read by Venita Rendell Reisner. To Shalini, without you, not a chapter in this book would exist. For you have pointed me to Christ in the darkest days, encouraged me to record God's love and faithfulness, and edited every word I've written. Foreword by Johnny Erickson Tata. Before you begin, most people think that living with quadriplegia would be utterly overwhelming. And they're right, it is. Shortly after I broke my neck, I met a young man in rehab who told me he had been in a wheelchair for 8 years. I gulped, pushing down the panic in my throat. To me, 8 weeks of paralysis seemed impossible. But 8 years? It was unimaginable to me, a spinal cord injured teenager who still retched at the thought of living life sitting down. But that was decades ago. I can hardly believe I've been living without use of my hands or legs for almost 50 years. I still look back and wonder, how did I make it to this point? And how have I done it, for the most part, with a smile? Even after all this time, total paralysis still seems impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And whenever I try to explain how I've arrived at this point, I shake my head in amazement. It has everything to do with God and His grace that sustains, not just over the long haul, but grace given in tiny moments, like stepping stones leading you from one tick of the clock to the next. And the beauty of God's grace is that it squeezes those hard moments together, eclipsing the years until one day you look over your shoulder and all you see is 5 decades of God at work. Try as you may, you cannot recall the horror of it all. Grace softens the edges of past pains, choosing only the highlights of eternal importance. What you are left with is peace that's profound, joy that's unshakable, and faith that is ironclad. It is the hard but beautiful stuff of which God makes your life. Like, when did that happen? I cannot say, but I praise God for His amazing grace. Venita Reisner would say the same. Here is a woman who understands deep suffering with its sorrows and joys. Perhaps that's why I consider her such a close friend. She gets it. She resonates with people in pain. And she offers a special kind of wisdom to the listener in The Scars That Have Shaped Me. The book you are listening to is nothing short of remarkable. With each chapter, my friend tenderly turns over the stepping stones of her own journey through suffering, helping us understand the hard but beautiful stuff in our own lives, how God meets us in our suffering, and how we are changed forever in it and through it. One more thing. Venita and I both recognize that vulnerability is so necessary in communicating a powerful story. But we also recognize that our testimonies won't really reach or even change the life of the listener. Only the Word of God can do that. And The Scars That Have Shaped Me is overflowing with snippets of Psalms, slices of Scripture, and stories from the Bible that tell the story of God and His purposes in our pain. Venita reminds us that God's reasons are perfect and that our Savior, intimately acquainted with grief and suffering, is constantly pleading our case before heaven's throne. What could be more comforting than that? And so I am honored to write this opening statement for her book. For we both know that suffering is a strange, dark companion, but a companion nonetheless. It's an unwelcome visitor, but still a visitor. Affliction is a bruising of a blessing, but it is a blessing from the hand of God. It is how God meets us in our suffering.